One of the unexpected joys of my priesthood is doing question and answer with young people. Seems like every year of my priesthood, I've had to do this a lot. And it's usually the same questions. So I don't have to do a whole lot of preparation now when I go into a question and answer time. I pretty much know some of the questions they're going to ask. Like, did you always know that you were going to be a priest? And so I get to tell a little bit of my vocation story. Do you have any brothers or sisters? And I get to talk a little bit about my family. Why can't priests get married? That's a common one. So I get to share a little bit of theology and some of the reasoning behind my celibacy. What's your favorite color? It's always asked. That seems to be like the number one question that's asked. What's your favorite color? Sometimes I say black, you know, because I wear black a lot. And then a related question, why do priests wear black? Why are you always wearing black, Father Chen? And I usually joke a bit at the beginning and say, well, it's slimming, you know? It makes me look skinnier. That's why I wear black. Of course, that's not the real answer. There are a couple of reasons why the priest wears black. One is because he's a living sign to the world. And so I usually ask the young people, what does black remind you of? When do people often wear black? And even young kids are able to come up with the answer. A funeral. People wear black when they're sad. People wear black when they're mourning, when they go to a funeral. And I affirm their answer and say, you're right. Black isn't the happiest of colors. And so the priest wears black partly as a walking sign of death, a walking sign that I am living for something that cannot be seen. When I pray my rosary walking through Willerney and Matamidi, when I get my groceries at the grocery store or pump gas into my car at the gas station, people see me dressed in black, and it's a stark reminder that this world isn't the end. Each of us will meet our own mortal death. And I'm a living sign of that to the world, and a living sign that I have already died in a certain sense. I'm a walking dead man. That when people see me, they recognize he's living for something that we can't fully grasp or understand at this time. So it's part of the reason that I wear black. But it's not just a negative. It's not just, wow, that was pretty depressing, Father Chad. Thanks a lot for that answer. There's a positive to the reason of why I wear the garb that I do too. And it has a lot to do with what's on top, the collar. The priest wears black as a symbol of death. He's died to this world. He's living for some future life. But also, he has that white collar right up top. That in the midst of the darkness and death of our world, in the midst of this stark sign and reality, there's light. There's light that shines into the greatest darkness. And so, as a living sign in my priesthood, I get to walk into darkness and shine a little light. I get to bring Jesus to people when they're grasping at dark times of their life. And this is the greatest joy of my priesthood, actually, to go into those dark moments with people and to bring light. It really doesn't have much to do with me personally. It has more to do with my priesthood. It has more to do with this collective greater reality that I share in. The priest is not his own. The priest is ordained to be given away. The priesthood's bigger than I am. It's bigger than Father Johnson. It's bigger than my childhood pastor, Father Bill. Maybe you saw a picture of us on Facebook this week. I shared it with our school kids, a picture of my first communion with me and my pastor. He was certainly a great inspiration to me, and he was greatly beloved of our parish. But the priesthood was more than him, and the priesthood is more than me. The priesthood is Jesus Christ coming to us at our worst. And that's what I get to do as a priest. I get invited into people's lives in the darkest moments. When a person is dying, when a person is asking questions about their family or their marriage, when a person is plagued with sin and vice and addiction, I get to walk into those moments in my personhood, but also bearing in me the person of Christ, the high priest, and his light shines in those places. I'm always struck when I walk into a hospital room, there's greater joy when I walk in. There's greater hope when I go to the bedside. And it's not really because of me. It's because of who I represent and who I bear in the darkness. That the shepherd has come again to be with his sheep. I get to bring joy. I get to bring light where there was darkness. And it's one of the greatest things of my priesthood. It's greater than me. It's a great mystery even for me to understand. But it's one that gives me comfort. It's one that gives me hope as I bear those realities for those who are suffering. And today we're given this image of Jesus as the good shepherd. The good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep, who invites his sheep into his comfort and his care. He invites us even into his pain, into his suffering, letting us know that we're not alone, that the shepherd suffers with his sheep. The shepherd lays down his life for the sheep as a sign, as a great witness of a life to come. Of course, this Psalm 23 that we sang today is one that's sung at probably 99% of funerals because it gives us comfort. It gives us hope when there's darkness, especially that line, even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage. This is the message of Christianity, a message of hope, a message of light shining in the darkness. The image of the Good Shepherd is one of the earliest images of Jesus used in the church. You'll find it on catacomb walls. The shepherd who picks up the sheep, places it on his shoulders, and bears it with great joy and great hope. The shepherd always comes into the darkness, and he always brings light. It gives us courage. It gives us hope when we feel alone and isolated, when we're given another 2 weeks of quarantine. The shepherd comes into the darkness. The darkness of our lives, the darkness of our struggles, the darkness of sin and suffering and sickness and death. The shepherd is not afraid to go to those places. He actually runs to them. like a fireman running into a burning building, or a medical professional going into these dark moments. The shepherd runs to his sheep, even in the darkness, and because of the darkness. And the shepherd runs to you. He runs to your lives. He runs to your agony. He runs to you when you have no place to turn for hope. And he brings that light. He brings that presence of himself, maybe not even saying anything, but just coming to be with you, to be at your side through the dark valley, to give you courage, to give you hope. The shepherd came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And this is the message of our faith. It's an Easter message. It's a message of hope and of life. And it's a message that we can keep receiving in the darkness of our lives. Today, throughout the world, we celebrate the 57th World Day of Prayer for Vocations. Just like I answer the vocation to be a priest, other men will answer that call in the future. And other men and women will answer the call to consecrated life in the future. We need them to. We need those beacons of hope in our world. We need those individuals who will bring Jesus in a new and a profound way to people when there is darkness in their lives. There are people listening to this Mass right now, young people who are being called to be a priest, who are being called to lay down their life in a sacrificial way. Women and men who are called to live a consecrated life of prayer, of service to the poorest, to the isolated, to those who are alone. I'm confident that people listening and participating in this Mass today are being called. And so I invite you to come. I invite you to receive the shepherd in the darkness of your soul, to let him be with you in those dark valleys, in your confusion, in your despair. Receive the shepherd. Let him be with you and hear that call that he has for you. A call to abundant life. If God is calling you to be a priest or a religious sister or a religious brother, and you said no, it would be a dark reality. But if you said yes, you would be the happiest person that you can imagine. Because the shepherd always leads us to fulfillment, happiness, and peace. And so I invite you, and I invite those who are listening to pray for vocations. Pray vocations come from our parish. Pray that more and more shepherds would come and go into the darkness. It's actually during dark times when I think more shepherds are called forth. More consecrated can hear the call. It's like a war. People are inspired during war times to enlist and to go and fight for a cause that's bigger for themselves. And I'm confident that priests and religious are being called even from our parish during this time. And so today, as we follow the guidance and the love and the comfort of the Good Shepherd, let him come to you in your darkness. Let him bear light where there is despair. Let him bring hope that you would have life and have it more abundantly.